Hi, thank you for calling the Rail Net Pub line. My name is Shereen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, it's Michael Cleaver.
Okay, go ahead and transfer him over. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Michael, they're going to help you from here. You guys both have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Michael. My name is Shereen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the roundup lawsuit?
I do.
Okay. And do you happen to have me on speakerphone by chance?
I have to, yeah, because my phone won't work any other way.
Okay, no worries. I was just asking because there's a little bit of an echo.
I do apologize for
no
that.
Worries.
Is that did you... any better?
No worries. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Did you already get an attorney to assist you filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents of another law firm?
That's true. I have not.
Okay. Again, I do want to state this is a recorded line. Were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I guess I'm okay. I mean, I lost some hair anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing okay. Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have?
It was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay, there was no subtype that you remember?
I think it was called B-cell lymphoma.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and write that down. And then, have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
I think just this one, yeah.
Okay. And then you said you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And when did you receive your diagnosis? What was the date?
Diagnosis was back in August of, I think it was the 16th or the 15th, 2020.
Okay. And then where did you spray Roundup, at home or at work?
Home.
Okay. And do you have the home address of where you used it?
It would have been 3333 East 112th Place, East 119th Place, but I'm no longer there. So.
Okay, but that's where you sprayed it?
Yes.
And then what city is that?
That would be considered Thornton. I think it might come up under Denver 80227 or 80229.
You said Denver, Colorado?
I think it's going to be coming up under Thornton. Thornton.
Okay. Okay, so I have 3333 East 100th Ave, hashtag 19th, in Thornton, Colorado.
No, 119th, so 119.
Okay, there we go.
Place. Sorry.
No worries. Okay, so I have 3333 East 119th Place in Thornton, Colorado.
Yeah.
Zip code 80233.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I'm going to try to get through this in about 15 minutes or so. I know it might be really difficult to be talking about, you know, what kind of occurred in your life. So I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. Did you have any other colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that you sprayed Roundup that you recall of?
No, I tried to keep it away from the kids.
Okay. And how old were you when you received your diagnosis?
I'm about 56.
Okay. And how many years did you spray Roundup for, if you have to estimate?
I would say, you know, overall, probably 20 years.
20 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it was almost like an every weekend kind of routine,
okay.
You know, to keep the weeds from growing through the rocks and all that.
Okay. The phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a Android, and it's the only phone I have.
Okay, smartphone. And then, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The following is going to be based off your past or and present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you had HIV, AIDS, organ transplant, or autoimmune disease?
None.
Okay. Hepatitis B, C, or the Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. Rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the type of cancer that you had?
It was called hemolog. I can't even say it. I think it's hemologic.
Is it hematologic cancer?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yes.
And when did you receive that diagnosis?
I received it back in, looks like I received that diagnosis about August the 16th or 15th on the 2020.
That was, so you got diagnosed with two cancers?
Just the one.
Okay, so were you diagnosed with
the type they called it was like a B cell lymphoma.
Okay, is this the same cancer that you're talking about?
Yes.
So did you have any? The question asks, did you have any other cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the large B cell lymphoma?
No.
Oh, okay. And do you have a family history of cancer?
My mom and dad had cancer.
What kind of cancer did they have?
I'm not really sure what the name of it. I know my mom passed away of it, and then my dad had it on his, he had a mass in his pelvis area. Not sure what kind of cancer it was, but he was like dying at the time.
He was dying from lymphoma.
He was dying from like lymphoma, like hard time breathing. Basically, had to be on oxygen.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And can you comment on lung cancer? I'm sorry. What about lung cancer?
My mom had lung cancer.
Okay. So your mom had lung cancer, and your dad had a mass in his pelvis, but you don't know the name of his cancer.
I don't. He was in what do you call it, hospice? They couldn't even move him to hospice. Just care. That's how quick he was dying.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And your first name, is it spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
And can you spell your last name for me, please?
Yeah, it's C as in Charlie, L as in love, E as in elephant, V as in Victor, E as in elephant, R as in Romeo.
So I have C-L-E, V as in Victor, E-R?
Yes. Just
okay.
Like
do you have a suffix in your name?
You mean middle name?
Suffix. S. So junior, senior, second, the third.
Oh no, no.
Okay.
No.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a male.
Okay. Are you currently married?
No, I'm divorced.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
My date of birth would be February 21, 1964.
Okay, and can I get your full social, please?
It's 521-318974.
Okay, and can I get your height and weight?
I'm 6 foot and like 6'3" and I'm about 275.
Okay. And can I get your email?
It's C-L-E-B-E-R. I'm just looking through some paper. Because you asked me the treatment and all that.
We're not there yet. No worries.
Oh.
Okay. So your email?
It's C-L-E, my last name, basically. So C-L-E-B-E-R, M as in Micah, Sierra, Charlie, 64@gmail.com.
Okay, so you said clever, M-C, 64@gmail.com?
M-S.
M-S.
Micah, Sam, Charlie.
So Mary Frank, 64@gmail.com.
No. Mary... Sam.
Sam. Okay. So
Charlie.
Oh, okay. So I have Clever, spelled C-L-E-V-E-R, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, and C as in Charlie. Is that correct?
Yes. And then the number 64
at gmail.com.
That's correct.
And I have your phone number as 720-459-1459. Is this your cell number?
Yes. It's the only one I have.
Okay, thank you. And when did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
I've seen it like on a Facebook feed, and then I also seen would get like, what do you call them, like text to do the lawsuit.
So Facebook feed and testing?
Yeah.
Okay, and what date did you see, do you recall seeing that they may be related?
A couple years ago, I mean, you know, a few times. I mean, recently it really hit me, and
okay.
I'd say probably 7, 8, 10 days ago or something like that.
Ten days ago is when you realized the connection?
Yes.
Okay, so October 19, 2024?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and how many times a year did you use Roundup if you had to estimate a number?
Well, you figure every weekend that I was home, that I wasn't camping.
Okay.
So I'm sure it was well over 100 times.
100 times a year? Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And what year did you start? What month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
Probably like 2000.
Okay, what month?
2006.
What month?
Around May or April.
Okay, and what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup?
Well, I stopped using Roundup as soon as I found out about the disease. I used it for a good 14, 15 years.
Okay. So when I asked you earlier how many years did you spray Roundup for, you told me 20. So is that a different answer?
No, I mean, it's pretty much the same. I mean, I had my property for 11 years, but I used it before when I had a property with the yard. So, I mean, I'm looking, you know, probably at least, you know, in between 15 to 20 years, yeah.
Okay, so that means you stopped spraying Roundup in 2020?
No, I stopped using it probably in, yeah. I mean, I stopped using it probably like...
Was it around the 20, time you were diagnosed?
21. Yes.
Okay.
As soon as I started getting the sick and the chest pains,
so about,
and then being diagnosed, this is when I quit.
So does August...
I mean, the diagnosis was in August 15th of 2020.
So does August 2020 sound accurate of when you stopped spraying Roundup?
I think it's more the 15th.
I'm sorry? The 15th? Okay.
The 15th, yeah.
Okay. It was just an estimate. And did you use any particular year when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, okay, okay. And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
It was applied throughout my property. Probably
the front and backyard?
Yeah, front and backyard side. Probably, I don't know, I had a quarter acre, something like that.
Okay, thank you. And then I just want to confirm, you sprayed Roundup in the state of Colorado?
Yes.
Okay. Next couple questions are a little bit repetitive. I am required to ask them. Was your exposure occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup?
Using it to spray my rocks and my weeds throughout my property.
And were you exposed directly or indirectly?
I would probably say, I mean, I've spilt some on my hands and washed my hands off, but chlorinated in the spray bottle.
Okay, so were you exposed directly or indirectly?
A combination.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be directly.
Yeah.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time you sprayed it, you were always there?
Yes.
Okay, and if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life?
Probably over 100 times.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well, yes or no?
No, I get it from City of Thornton.
And have you been exposed to any other herbicides, yes or no?
None.
Have you been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a concentrate.
Okay.
I would mix it with water,
okay,
and I put it in like...
Okay. And then where did you purchase the Roundup from? Do you remember what store?
It was Home Depot.
Okay. The next two questions are yes or no's. Do you have receipts of your Roundup purchase?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your position?
Not anymore, no.
Okay, no worries. The attorneys do ask if you do have receipts or you do have Roundup in your possession, please do not tamper or destroy it because it will be used to help you with your case, okay?
Yeah, if I still have them, I have to look in my tax files. I mean,
okay.
I figured my tax lady said you could write them off, so
okay.
I'd have to see if I still have them.
Okay, and then the following questions are all yes or no's. Have you ever smoked, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed, yes or no?
At this time, I'm in between jobs. I was just employed 4 months ago.
Okay, but are you currently employed at the moment?
Yeah. Not at this time, no.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, because I did
Have you ever
been... the treatment. Go ahead.
Sorry. These are all yes or no questions.
Okay.
Have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
I do.
Okay, thank you so
You'd
much.
You'd have to get it from the facility, I'm sure.
Okay. And regarding the military, what branch were you in?
Army.
Army, okay. And what kind of discharge did you receive?
Honorable.
Okay. Were you ever And were you ever stationed at Tool Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No, because Camp Lejeune is a Marine camp.
Okay. What
and I
is
was
your...
in Fort Benning, Fort Bragg.
Okay. These are all required. Okay. The questions that
I'm
asking you... Okay. Thank you. The questions that I'm asking you are required questions, so it's just regarding that question itself, okay?
No.
And then do you have... What is your Veterans Administration number?
I don't have it with me.
Okay, no worries. And do you receive VA benefits?
No, not at this time, no.
Okay.
I haven't applied for any of it.
Okay, and what are your dates of service?
It'd be 2002 to 2084.
2084?
Yeah, 2002 to 84.
Oh, 1984?
Yeah, 1984. Sorry, I'm just
okay, no worries.
Trying to see if I can find a copy of my DD-214 in my computer.
Okay, so 1984 to 2002?
1982 to 1984.
Okay. So 1982 to 1984.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And just a couple more questions here. Do you have the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, I do. I got my windows open here. It's Dr. Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Feener. I don't know if you need to have that spelled out to you or not.
Can you spell the last name for me, please?
It's F-E-I-N-E-R.
F-E-I-N-E-R.
Yes, sir. There he is, Ben. Sorry.
No worries.
He's an old doctor, though.
Okay, and he's located in Denver, Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, the address I have from Google is 4700 East Hale Parkway, Suite 400 in Denver, Colorado, zip code 80220.
Yes.
And the phone number I have for him from Google is 303-321-0302?
Yes.
Okay. And then, was he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes, he was.
Okay. And do you remember the date that you received treatment?
Treatment date was about September 2020, on the 12th.
September 12th, 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, do you remember the name of the hospital or the facility?
It was Rocky Mountain Cancer Center off of 8820th Street, Thornton, Colorado.
Okay, you said Rocky Mountain?
Yeah.
And what city is that again?
Thornton, Colorado.
Okay, there we go. I just pulled up the website, that's why. Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And then regarding treatment for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, did you receive a stem cell transplant, chemo or immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or any other treatment?
They called it chemotherapy.
Okay.
Seven cycles. It looks like it was by mouth. It was like a pill or something they gave me. Like a, I don't know what you call it. I just remember taking it. So.
Okay. Did you happen to have any other treatment, or was it just chemotherapy?
Not that I can think of. No, just pain meds and then steroids that they had given me.
All right. Thank you so much. And then, mm-hmm. Can I get your current full address, please?
My address is 1114 Cortez, Cortez Street. And the unit number is 21043, Denver, Colorado, 80221.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, he don't live with me.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person?
You can.
Okay. And who are they to you?
He's my brother.
Brother? And can I get his phone number, please?
Yeah, his name is Martin Clever.
Martin, so M-A-R-T-I-N?
Yes, and then same last name as me.
Okay, and his phone number?
His phone number is 720-909-2700.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I just want to confirm the address that I have for you. For the street number, is it 1114, so 1114?
Yes, 1114, that's correct.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. All righty. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you really quickly. If for any reason you need to stop me, if I'm going too fast or if something doesn't sound correct, just go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma on August 15th, 2020. You will be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 3333 East 119th Place in Thornton, Colorado, zip code 80233.
Yes.
You sprayed Roundup for roughly about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And for a family history of cancer, I have that your mom had lung cancer and your dad had a mass in his pelvis, but you don't recall the name of the cancer.
Right. And, you know, with that being said, it could have been, like liver, not liver, what do you call it, kidney?
Kidney
cancer? I don't know. I remember that he did have a procedure done prior to all of his going passing.
Okay, I'll go ahead and write that down. Thank you so much.
And he did the same thing. I mean, he was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam. He was also exposed to Roundup too.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you know.
Again, I'm really sorry to hear about your father.
Yeah.
And for your first name, I have Michael spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name Clever spelled C-L-E-V-E-R.
Yes.
Did you have a middle initial that you wanted to put down or a middle name?
It's Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay, so I have Scott for your middle name, S-C-O-T-T.
Yes.
Okay, and then for your social security number, I have 521-31-8974. For your date of birth, I have February 21st, 1964. For your height and weight, I have 6 feet, 275 pounds. I have for your email, clevermsc64@gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 720-459-1459.
Yes.
Okay. You roughly started spraying Roundup around May 1st, 2000 and stopped spraying around August 15th, 2000. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
And you sprayed Roundup directly at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in the military, in the Army, from 1982 to 1984. The type of discharge was honorable classified?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And for your diagnosing physician, I have Alan Feener, located at 4700 East Hale Parkway in Suite 400, Denver, Colorado, zip code 80220.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number I have for him is 303-321-0302.
Yes.
And I have, in regards to treatment, Alan Feener, once again, at Rocky Mountain Cancer Centers.
Mm-hmm.
And the date that you were treated was September 12, 2020?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And the type of treatment you received is chemotherapy, pain medication, and steroids, correct?
That's correct.
And chemotherapy is spelled C-Y-M-A therapy. Does that sound correct?
C-H-E-M-O, and then therapy.
C-H-A-M-O?
No, C-H-E-M-O, and therapy. P-H-E-O.
Okay, so you received chemotherapy, not chemotherapy.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's okay. It's chemotherapy. Okay. All right, so back to treatment. I have chemotherapy, and I have pain medication and steroids.
Yes.
Okay. And then for your address, I have 1114 Cortez Street, Unit 21043.
Mm-hmm.
Denver, Colorado, Adams County, zip code 80221.
Yes.
Okay. And then for your emergency contact, I have your brother that does not live with you. His name is Martin, spelled M-A-R-T-I-N. Last name Clever, spelled C-L-E-V-E-R. Phone number I have for him is 720-909-2700.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. Going to send to you through text and email. It might be easier to access over text.
I mean, I'm looking for work. I mean, you can email me. It's probably the best way.
Okay. Because
I don't know, like on my phone, I don't know if I can e-sign them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no worries.
You usually have to put it on your, yeah.
Okay, I can email them to you. There is one last question I need to ask you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Pretty hard. It's caused me, obviously, to not have a sustainable time in future, for
yeah,
sure, because,
sure
I mean,
that.
Obviously, yeah.
I'm really, really sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to hear you're doing okay now.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, you know. I think, you know, what happens is, like, you know, when you go in through your treatment, you know, I mean, think about it, when you're young, you know, most people are not aware of, what do you want to call it, their time really in life. You only have 75 to 80 years, and 75
right.
is realistically scarce anyway.
Right.
So.
All right, I just went ahead and sent over those documents to you. You just have to e-sign them. It should take about 30 seconds or so.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to send to your phone and your email.
Okay.
In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you... I'm sorry?
Is it Cherie?
Shireen, yes, with an N at the end.
Gotcha. Are you from Colorado or are you out of state?
I'm in California, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. What part?
Yeah. We're in Orange County.
Okay. I have all kinds of cousins out there.
In Orange County? What part?
I had an aunt that was out there, Riverside.
Oh, okay.
And actually, she used to live right in Orange County, like about 45 minutes from Disneyland when it was small.
Nice.
And so I just got to initial these?
Yes. Initial or
signed? And then I myself lived in, I lived in Morro Bay, California.
Okay, nice.
So, I wish I could retire there, to be really quite honest with you.
Yeah, California is really nice. I just moved here a couple years ago, actually.
From where?
I moved from Boston.
Oh, wow. Big change.
Yeah, big change. Very,
so
very
is there a way to save the document?
So they're going to email you a copy. It's going to automatically email you a copy. Okay. So I see on my end it's signed. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my direct line. If you need to reach me for any reason at all, that will be my main point of contact. With that being said, the attorneys are going to reach out to you in 24 to 48 hours, so be on the lookout for their call. They just need to verify the case with you to make sure everything checks out. Michael, if you happen to run into anyone that was affected by Roundup, please send them my information. I'd be more than happy to help them. I do want to thank you so much for your time and being super patient with me on the phone. Again, if you need anything at all.
Yeah, I felt like I was being interrogated.
Yeah, it's a lot of questions. It's a lot of information that I need for the attorneys that we work with. But with that being said, again, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me in the next 48 hours. If the attorneys don't contact you, I will give you a call myself and have you transferred over to them. But again, if you need anything at all, don't hesitate to reach out to me. And it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, and I wish you nothing but an amazing long life.
Thank you, hon. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.